Organize Me Radio, episode 74, The National Association of Black Professional Organizers. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today I am so excited to be chatting with the founders of the National Association of Black Professional Organizers. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So right now, what I would like to do is just kind of go around and tell everyone your name and then what your current role is within the organization and the roles you've held previously in the organization. Carolyn, we'll start with you.
All right. My name is Carolyn Rogers. I am currently the operations director for NAPO. And formerly, I started off as a secretary and then eventually became president.
All right. Dina, what about you?
I am Dina Smith, and I am the finance director. I've always been in the money capacity watching. I'm a security agent of all of our money. I've always been either the treasurer or now the finance director for the organization.
Naomi.
Yes, I'm Naomi Kialo. My business is Thriving Order. And for NAPO, I started out as the hospitality director, and I am currently a board member.
Tiffany.
I'm Tiffany. My business is Simple Organization. And within NAPO, I'm currently the programs director and support professional learning under that, within that role. And previously, I was the director of inclusion and belonging as a board member. And that was also still programming.
Okay, and then I am currently the executive director of NAPO. I was previously the president, and then I was also the community relations director, helping to foster partnerships within NAPO. So, like I said, all of these women, including myself, we are the founders of the National Association of Black Professional Organizers, also known as NABPO. We do have one other founder who couldn't be here today. Her name's Shahida Hill. So shout out to Shahida. And we created this collaboration in 2017, along with another thing that we collaborated on. So watch the previous episode of Organize Me Radio, and then you can learn all about Ebony and Orderly. But I would love to know what your thought process is on when NABPO was proposed. What were you thinking? We will start with you, Dina.
I was thinking, oh my God, I don't have any idea what this is gonna look like. I think I remember specifically our point of reference was the law organizations and things like that that were already established. And I had no idea what a professional organization for organizers would look like. I didn't have a point of reference like some of the other ladies had a point of reference of being a member of the National Association of Productivity and Professional Organizers, which was a different organization. I didn't have that point of reference, so I didn't know what that would look like. All I know that is that there was a need for inclusivity and community.
Tiffany, what are your thoughts when we decided that, maybe we should do an association as well? What were you thinking?
I was thinking, yes, all things back, let's do it. But I will tell you, I was wondering, like, are there others of us out here? Because it was hard to find and see other Black organizers, even if I went to conferences or where I went to meetings for other organizations. I was either the only or one of two or three in the room. So I was thinking, like, oh, you know, maybe there's about 30 of us out there. You think we can find 30? And here we are now. I'm not sure, quite sure what the numbers are, but we are over 100 Black organizers, or members. So I was wondering if we would find the organizers. But if you build it, they will come, right?
Right. And I mean, I have to agree with you because I feel like when I got into the industry, It was, this is a white woman dominated industry. It still is, and it will probably be this way for a long time, right? So it's like trying to find your community within the work you've decided to do. But in doing so, I have recently learned that we are disruptors through a meeting that we had. And so that kind of made me think, oh, I guess we are. Carolyn, what do you think about that? We're disruptors. How does that make you feel?
Girl, that makes me feel so great. Like I when you said it, I was like, wait, disruptors, really? So it's, I think that for me, it makes me feel like the sacrifices that we've all made, big and small, mean something, that it's having an impact, that we are bringing an awareness to not only the existence of our profession, but the existence of African-Americans, people of color, within our profession. So being a disruptor, just having that title, that tag put on us, is just like, okay, what I'm doing matters.
Mamie Pack is the one who said we are disruptors. So shout out to Mamie Pack.
On that one, just for really quick, because that idea that Mamie introduced in one of our meetings really kind of hit home for me, being on the road promoting the organization, and if you will, touring and promoting the organization at different conferences. We received a great deal of emotional trauma, disregard, and things that I didn't think that we would encounter. This was I think this year was 2022 when we first started traveling for the organization. A lot of us, I personally did not fathom the idea that we would not be received well. And it's kind of a positive byproduct of creating this community in which we feel so accepted, that we are so comfortable that going out into the world, we have no idea that the opposite what we would encounter. And so when we were out encountering and promoting the organization, we encountered a lot of resistance to our mere existence. And when coming off a year of doing that, it's like taking bullets. Like we're taking bullets on behalf of this organization. And when we had the training that Mamie presented, and she for me coined the term of us being or the work that we're doing as we are disruptors, it hit so perfectly that, and it gave language to the discomfort that I felt in doing the work that we do out in the community at large, that is a largely Caucasian dominated, affluent, stay at home mom, now I'm a millionaire overnight scenario, to the struggle that has been kind of an uphill battle for BIPOC and myself being a Black professional organizer in an industry that is not necessarily initiated, started, or conceptualized by us. So when Mamie coined that, when Mamie educated us on the term of being disruptors, it was real and true. We are cutting through silence, or we are cutting through the noise with silence. We are the light in a field of darkness. And it really hit home for the work that we do and the why that we do it. And it gave a tremendous amount of validation to the work that we were doing, being a safe haven for women of color, or men and women in the BIPOC community.
Naomi, why do you think NABPO is important to the communities that we serve?
yes. It's very important because, like, I remember when I started, you know, working in teams, and I'll be like the only Black organizer. And, you know, sometimes we'd have clients that were, you know, like, looked like me. And they would be wondering, where did that one come from? You know, like, where can I get that one? Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, I knew we needed to, you know, something needed to be shaken up for sure, because, yeah, with, you know, being on the ground, going to, you know, being in people's homes, in and out, you see all these things, you know, live. So NAPO for sure, it was time.
Tiffany, why do you think it's important to have our presence in the organizing industry?
Well, you know, I like to share the fact that the average income of a Black woman-owned business is around $24,000 to $27,000 a year. And that is not livable income. So then we find ourselves having to really work within our passion, have our business, but also have another job and also receive some assistance for this particular area. I may be a single mom, maybe taking care of my parents, my siblings. So it's really important for us as an organization to provide some of the business skills, the organizing information that's so easily accessible to white organizers in this space, but not as easily accessible to those organizers of color. And to be able to provide that and to support them, to even connect them with other organizers either that look like them or that are allies to BIPOC organizers and want to, they understand the struggle and the challenge, and they want to be able to support and mentor and collaborate with those organizers. And so it's important to have a space, an affinity space where you feel protected, you feel safe, you feel heard, you feel valued, and that doesn't always happen outside of our space. And then as you begin to feel this way and to, you know, find your voice and find your place and your identity within your own business and who you are, then you're much more comfortable with asking for your worth. When you're telling clients how much you charge, you're much more comfortable with speaking up in these other organizations where you might be the only BIPOC organizer there, but you know that your voice is important. And so NAPO gives Black and Brown organizers the space to be able to come into who they are within their business. Mm-hmm.
I love how you said that, Tiffany. Carolyn, do you have anything to add?
I don't think I can follow Tiffany on that one. That was just that was perfect. I'm sitting here tearing. I was like, "Yeah, we do." Yeah. my thoughts on it initially were just that representation matters, and it matters not only to other organizers, it matters to our clients. Just like Naomi said. Like, you know, they're working with in homes with other people of color, and they're like, "Where'd she come from? Where can I find more of those?" So it's representation matters, and as Tiffany says, NAPO provides a means for that representation to exist.
Yeah, I love that, and I feel like when I started, so NAPO came from people who were in a Facebook group that I created, and the reason I created the group was because our current president, Tequila and I were in one of these Facebook groups. And I noticed whenever I asked a question, it would go ignored or met with a snarky response. And I'm like, listen, women, I've been in this industry for a few years, like, you know, thinking in my mind, like, there's no reason to dismiss me like that. And so I thought, okay, well, I mean, if they're not going to be responsive to me, let me just create something of my own. So what I did was I created Professional Organizing Sisters. I don't know which one of you I recruited, but I feel like I slid into some people's DMs and said, "Hey, come to this group." I did that to Tequila. Did I do that to you, Tiffany? I think I did it to Tiffany. I don't remember.
Well, we know you will slide in a DM.
Yeah. And I'm like, listen, I created this group. Come over here. I saw how they treated you, because I was noticing when Tequila was asking things, they did the same thing to her. And I'm like, okay. So it's not just, you know, me and Tequila. If there's other Black or Brown people in this group, they're probably being met with the same thing and they're probably feeling the same way. Because when I talked to Tequila about it, she agreed. She was like, yes, that is how I felt, whatever. So I started that group. And then, you know, NABPO and EO came out of that. And so I think it is so important for us to, you know, I guess pat ourselves on the back for, you know, being founders of this organization, for being brave enough to step out and do it. You know, there are so many other Black women who have come through this industry and they've wanted to start something, but, you know, maybe they didn't have the know-how, maybe they didn't have the capacity to do it, but we decided to come together and do it, and we're doing it. And I feel like NABPO has grown so much, and I'm so appreciative for the environment that we were able to create for organizers of color, because when we started, we didn't have this. Now someone who looks like us, who wants to become a professional organizer, they have options, right? They can come to NABPO, they can join NABPO, they can find a mentor that looks like them. They don't have to beg someone who doesn't look like them to, you know, give them an opportunity to work for free. And even then, you know, I had situations where it was still a no, you know? So I just think that NABPO is definitely something that we should be proud of. And I feel like we will only continue to grow as we go throughout the years. Dina, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, number one, I want to start by saying we took the risk, the financial risk, the social, emotional, and time risk, and invested it into an organization that is now nationwide. We went from the brunch at a restaurant here in Atlanta to being able to fly across country and meet with organizers within our organization from California to New York and everything in between. And so kudos to us for taking the time investment, the financial investment. You know, we were putting in 40, 50, 20 bucks ahead to get started to pay for whatever we needed to pay for. And luckily Naima had the organizational mind and the vision to present it, and we all collaborated and we had the opportunity to see this thing grow. And so it's vital that we take a page from our own book and really think of the idea of collaborative economics as a way to build and grow, as well as the idea of sisterhood, because we are 6-7 women with individual goals that put our minds, brains, and finances together to create something bigger for those that are coming after us. And so we are creating legacy along the way. And I think because we so naturally do it and have done it with struggle and without struggle, that we really don't realize how amazing this organization is. We're still on some humble humbug. And sometimes even when we're planning events, we're like, oh, we'll just do da da da. When people are flying across the country to come to our events and people are doing all the things to be a part of our organization and are starting to listen, I'm very proud of us. And I'm very excited at the risk that we've taken, and am excited that God allowed us to flourish and grow in ways that our organization's able to touch the lives of young, seasoned, and in all those things in between of organizers in the industry of BIPOC descent.
And I think you mentioned legacy, right? I think it's important to note that NABPO is our legacy, ladies. Like, this is something that we started. This is something that we put our measly little $50, whatever it was, together, you know, and combined our money to get the organization up and running. This is our legacy. I don't know if everyone realizes the impact that that has on our community. Whenever I say NABPO to someone, like we were talking about this, Dina, when you say you're a founder of the National Association of Black Professional Organizers, people are like, what? Really? You know, and they're so amazed by it. But we're kind of sitting here in the background, like, oh, yeah, it's nothing. We just did X, Y, and Z. But it really is a big deal because if everyone could do it, they would, right? So, Carolyn, so if there is someone who is kind of on the fence on whether or not they should join the National Association of Black Professional Organizers, what would you say to them?
I would say, all right, Nike, don't sue us. Just do it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I feel like if you join and actually make the effort, like just give it a try. And by try, I mean engage, like really engage. Either if you can't attend the meetings, look at the recordings, take advantage of any education that we give, take advantage of opportunities to meet other organizers, to engage with other organizers, events and whatnot. And if nothing else, fill out your profile. The profile, like if even if you don't do those other things, the profile alone, that's just like marketing. Because when you Google Black professional organizers, NABPO is the first thing that comes up. So if anybody's looking for you, you know, they're gonna find you. So that by itself, to me, as someone who doesn't want to pay a lot for advertising and things like that, who wants to be found easily, that by itself is great. But if you do all of those things, I've learned that in my first few years of organizing, like my first year of organizing, I organized all of my friends and family. And then the next year, almost nothing. Didn't have any clients, anything like that. And I come to a crossroads where it's like, all right, either, because right now I'm just saying I'm an organizer and I haven't organized anything besides myself in the last year or so. So it's like I have to engage and do something. So when I started participating, and that was around not too far from the time that I met you ladies. Once I really make that decision to engage, to like talk to other organizers, collaborate with other organizers, the engagement is what made the difference. And I, you know, I'm still here. I'm still making things happen. Still proud of what I do. Still glad that I'm able to help people, whether it's another organizer or a client. The engagement is what really made the difference. So I would say, you have nothing to lose. Just join and really engage and really take advantage of the things that are there for you, and you will not regret it. Your business will thrive.
If you had to explain NABPO in one word, what would that be, Tiffany?
Belonging.
I love it.
That's a great word. I was going to say community, but I like belonging better because community is kind of a shallower, belonging is a more connected word for community. And I love that, Tiffany.
Naomi, what about you?
I'd say home.
I love that. Carolyn?
I'm always going back to magic. We're magic.
For me, it would be sisterhood. I think we've maybe had one man. One man, I don't think he's in it right now, but just it feels like a sisterhood to me. And Dina, yours was community.
Yeah, but I circumvented that with connecting to belonging with Tiffany.
Ladies, so this is Black History Month. And this is the reason I wanted to get all the founders of NABPO together is because I think that we are very important to our industry. There is none like us. There are similar organizations, but there is none like NABPO. You get different things from different organizations. And I can't stress enough how grateful I am for you ladies, for how this collaboration happened. I very much look at you all like you're my family, and I really appreciate all of you. And I can't imagine my life without you, honestly. Like, you've all been to my house, like, you know, my family, everyone knows Eric, you know, my kids, like we've been there for different milestones for each other. And I feel like that kind of also sets the tone within NABPO, because when I meet other NABPO members in person, it's like, even if I haven't met them in person before, it's like, I've known them this long time. Like, oh, I've known you all my life. Like, you've always been there. And so I'm so grateful for all of you. And I appreciate you all really, you know, taking the time to do this and being here and still rocking with NABPO throughout the years. Cause we've had some, you know, good, we've had some highs, we've had some lows, right? So I appreciate that. What is your hope for NABPO in the future, Dina?
My hope for NABPO is to be able to expand beyond our current community and programming. Our programming is primarily focused on education and the undergirding and support of BIPOC organizers nationwide. My hope is that we'll expand into other fields, streams, and opportunities for our members, as well as founders and board members, to be able to grow into areas that we didn't know that we could venture out into, that will continue to trend and start and set trends in really great ways.
Tiffany, what about you? What's your hope for NABPO?
My hope for NABPO is that we're making our ancestors proud.
Woo, girl, hold on. Hold on.
That is
hold on, Tiffany. Mm-hmm. Lord, is the Holy Ghost moving?
Tiffany's just gonna have everybody crying up in here, okay?
There you go, rubbing the chest, Lord.
You know, when, especially this month, right, we start studying so much more about our history, and you start realizing like what our ancestors went through and what it took for you to actually be here alive today. I mean, my hope is that NABPO is making them proud. Like, I don't even know how to put it in any more words, you know, because they went through a lot for us to be able to work and live on this particular land where we are now.
If you had to do it all over, would you, Naomi?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah, we are here to stay.
Yeah. Carolyn?
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I do it again. I do it 1,000 times over and over again.
Dina?
Girl, I don't think, after Tiffany's coming, I don't think I have a choice. I think this warring spirit is purposed for bigger, better, and greater things through the vehicle of National Association of Black Professional Organizers. So, Tiffany, we thank you.
I know. I'm glad you didn't ask me the same question. I didn't want to follow that.
Listen, Sonny, listen. Yes, I don't think I have a choice. I don't think I would have a choice. And I think that, you know, I think I have a warrior spirit in general, and practicing the veneration of my ancestors. I think that some things, although they bring us discomfort in being disruptors in our industry, they we're built for it.
Tiffany, would you do it all over?
I would. My only regret is that we didn't do it sooner.
I agree with that.
You know, we've gone through a lot of trauma, and individually and collectively.
Yeah.
But the time was when it was, and here we are.
I agree with that. I'd do it all over again too. And you know, we're paving the way for other organizers that look like us so that they don't have to do this, right? So it's definitely a journey. And you know, I think as long as we continue to work together, then you know, we'll get to where we want to be. So ladies, thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate all of you so much. And if you are interested in joining NABPO or learning more about the National Association of Black Professional Organizers, you can visit our website at nabpo.org. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.